You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It is 6:05 a.m. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. Mahoney, what do you want first?
Let's hear that bad news, Dave.
Some bad news for old Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he is...
just elected president?
No. Him and his wife are splitting up. We reported that earlier in the week. But his marriage began its downward spiral in 2011 when he reportedly cheated on his wife with a former Danity Kane singer and Celebrity Apprentice contestant by the name of Aubrey O'Day. You remember her?
We've had her on the show. I don't know if you recall that. It was many years ago.
I do. She showed up with her tiny dog.
Yeah. And we're like, no.
She looks like she'd be one who'd have like a really tiny dog.
Yep. And she sure wasn't. Was she annoying?
She wasn't great. Yeah. She wasn't great.
Anyway, Page Six cited an anonymous source that said that Trump, 40 years old, and O'Day, 34, had a rendezvous in multiple cities during their alleged affair and wrote each other love letters, which
love
is
letters.
Always a good idea when you have a wife, and not just a wife, but a pregnant wife, to be writing love letters to your mistress.
Delete the evidence. Don't have evidence.
Right.
She was on The Apprentice as well, I believe.
Yeah, she was. She was on The Celebrity Apprentice, and it's not just her account of it. So Arsenio Hall actually made a couple of comments about how the real drama was behind the scenes while that show was going on. Mm. Well, sources say that Trump Jr. told his wife that he planned to leave her for O'Day and that Vanessa was devastated by the news. Vanessa was pregnant with the couple's son, Tristan, their fourth child around the time. The couple have a fifth child now, so they managed to work through it at the time.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, things have gotten a little out of control, and Aubrey O'Day
tweeted out... You know what usually fixes marriages, Dave?
Hmm.
A fifth child.
Another kid.
A fifth child.
Yeah. Aubrey O'Day tweeted out in 2016 that she doesn't have an NDA and that her story is now worth millions. So where will this go from here? Well, we'll see.
It just sounds like a mess.
I mean, the world has become reality television.
It sure has.
Everywhere, yeah. In every facet. Just let's... I don't know. I just don't know what to say anymore. Nothing surprises me. Yeah. Nothing shocks me. If you're like, man, they reanimated Winston Churchill, and he's coming back to life, and he's going to be a woman, and he now wants to...
But then reanimated Walt Disney killed him before he was able to go through his transition.
Something, yeah. I mean, I would be like, yeah, that sounds
that
about
makes
right.
Sense, yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
So a local Kansas man and his brother decided to stop at a local gas station and purchase some lottery tickets before heading home. Quote, my brother went in to check on some tickets. He dropped one of the unsigned Mega Millions tickets and then left to go back home, the man said. Employees at the gas station found the dropped ticket and scanned it, discovered it was a $1 million winner.
Wow.
The guy dropped the ticket worth $1 million and didn't even notice because he had a handful of tickets, you know, one just fell out of his hand. The store's owner came in to help the clerks track down the man who dropped the ticket.
That's insanity.
The man had been home for about an hour when he left to run another errand and pass the gas station. That is when the son's owner saw the man and flagged him down to tell him about the ticket. The man said the actions of the store employees restored his faith in humanity.
Are they going to, like, is he going to give some money to them?
No, he said, screw them.
I feel like you owe them a solid gratuity for that.
I think so.
Like $100,000.
The fact that they try to track him down, and when they saw him, they were flagging him down.
Yeah. He's not giving them $100,000.
What's an appropriate amount?
What do I think's an appropriate amount?
Right.
All of it? Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Minimum $10,000.
Yeah, I would say 50. I'd say 50.
$50,000.
I can see 50 because after it's all said and done, he's going to get about what, $600,000 if he takes like the lump sum, and then you got to get about half of that is going to taxes.
Yeah, the lump sum on $1 million win doesn't get affected. It's not like you get like 60% like you do.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, but if even after taxes, let's just call it $600,000. I think giving him, $50,000.
$50,000
would be appropriate, but I don't think that much is going to be given to him.
You don't think so?
Nah. Mm. I don't.
You're a pretty dirty Kansas dude if you don't give those people at least $50,000.
$5.
You will have had your faith restored in humanity, and you will cause all of us simultaneously to lose our faith
in humanity. He's going to give them one lottery ticket.
Can you imagine, without
the multiplier.
What went through the guys' minds as they scanned it? They're like, dang, I wish Carl wasn't right here with me.
I'd be like, you don't even have to say anything. You just give him that look. And you're like, hey, man.
Hey.
Hey.
I will kill you.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. So your caption yesterday underneath your picture when you guys went to go read for those kids had me laughing. There is no lie in that saying that says that some of the honest people in this world are drunk people and little kids. They bring you back to reality.
Message deleted.
So yesterday, Mahoney and I decided that we were going to participate in Nevada Reading Week. And this is something that we do every year, a couple of times a year, where we'll go out to a local school and we'll read to the kids. It's a lot of fun and the kids are awesome.
Yep.
Yesterday, we went to four different classes and they range between fourth grade and kindergartners. Yep. And we walked into the kindergarten class, and it was it the last class?
It was the very last one.
It was the last one. And so we walk in, and this little girl turns around and goes, "Look, there's two fat guys here." We're like, "Why, you little?"
See, I just laughed because I'm like, "Oh, that's hilarious." Because we know 2018, you're the fat Mahoney.
That's right.
Now you're the donkey or whatever, the rooster. It's the year of the fat Mahoney, but Dave's been working out like on a pretty regular basis.
I've been trying.
And so, trying to eat healthier.
Yeah, I've been trying.
I'm just like.
So, so I kicked her in the face. No, no man, it was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Oh, I couldn't, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds about right. That should be how we get introduced at everything that we do, you know? Not Dave and Mahoney from the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.
Just go, hey, look! There's two fat guys.
Every single time, then like a trumpet to be played. Or in our case, maybe the oboe.
Yeah.
Or the, what's that other thing called that we play for me?
Oh, the big trombone?
No, not the trombone.
The tuba?
Tuba.
The tuba. Yeah.
The lazy tuba?
The lazy tuba.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ian, you're the man, dude. About time you guys brought back that air horn. And good job getting Bossy Rossi. He deserves it. Good job, guys. Keep it up.
Message deleted.
If you missed it at the end of the show yesterday, Bossy Rossi is back from his trip to Austin. He went down there for South by Southwest, and we thought it would be appropriate to air horn him as a way of welcoming him back. Air horning used to be a regular thing around these parts, but it's been years since we've air horned.
Many years.
Mm-hmm. It's been years since we air horned anyone, and so we figured we'd bring it back.
He wanted a triumphant return from South by Southwest. He's like, I've met with all the bands. I've met with all the management. I'm going to have the best shows in 2018 and 2019 for X107.5. I need horns to welcome me back. Like a Roman general coming back from Carthage. And then we didn't have that sort of stuff. We just
air horned him.
Just had an air horn.
Scared the hell out of him.
I think he soiled his pants. He left work after that.
He said he did fart. His own admission.
Of course he did.
If you want to see the video, though, it's up on our Instagram.
It's brilliant. Mahoney.
Yeah, it's just like the way he jumps reminds me of the way like a newborn jumps when you scare him, like a little baby. Just, ah!
When he throws the water bottle at us.
When that panda farted and scared himself.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's top stories.
Jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom killing business.
So the 24-year-old, whose name is Mark Anthony Condit, is the person that is suspected as being the domestic terrorist that was responsible for the Austin bombings. 24-year-old. He killed himself when he was being approached after being pulled over. They tracked him down in an area of Austin called Round Rock. So they tracked him down, they pull him over, and he detonated an explosive device in his vehicle to kill himself.
Luckily, no law enforcement officials or anybody else who was chasing after him at the time were injured. One SWAT officer was knocked back,
but had the body armor on, so it was okay.
Glad this guy's dead. Good.
Yeah, me too. He is nothing short of a terrorist. And
yeah, I mean, he is a terrorist, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The people in Austin are being told that it's still important that they're very vigilant because they have no idea whether or not there's more devices that were sent out by this guy. You know, it's sad on a lot of levels that anyone had to be hurt and certainly killed by this monster, but just glad that it appears to be coming to a close.
To an end, yeah.
Because I can't imagine how on edge you would be if you were living in the Austin area anywhere in Texas, considering what happened in San Antonio.
Yep.
Or if you worked in the package delivery business.
Yeah.
I mean, that package exploded at a FedEx facility. If I was a UPS driver or FedEx driver or whatever, every time I picked up a box, I would be terrified.
Every time you go to your house, too. Yes. You know, you never know, man. Yeah. It's just absolutely insane. Glad this guy's dead. Glad that, you know, this reign of terror can hopefully come to an end.
Yep. They do have some pictures of him from the FedEx store where he shipped that box out, and it's pretty weird. It looks like he's wearing a wig, he's got a hat on, and he also has gloves, too. So pretty strange scenario. But there's a couple of overhead shots of him. That's all that we have right now. But either way, like you said, glad he's dead.
Good work to local law enforcement down there getting after that guy so quickly. Yep. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, because I was watching this late last night. And, you know, following along after another bomb went off, because there was another one after the FedEx package went off. And, you know, you're like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, was it a Salvation Army or a Goodwill worker?
Goodwill worker? It was at the Goodwill. And, you know, I don't think that person was killed.
They were hurt, but they were not killed, right?
Yes. But just, and it's just like, oh, this has got to come to an end soon. So
the volunteer employee was looking inside of a donation box.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of person that he's targeting. Yeah. Why? Like, what's the point?
Somebody who's just trying to do good.
Yeah.
And volunteering. Oh.
Yep. So this is probably something exciting for you, Mahoney.
What's that?
Disney has announced new Marvel superhero attractions for Disneyland, Disneyland Paris, as well as the Hong Kong Disneyland. The company said yesterday afternoon that the California Adventure part of Disneyland will see characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe in new attractions and a live stage show coming in 2020. So the attractions will be a completely immersive superhero universe anchored by Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Breakout, and the space currently occupied by the kids' attraction, A Bug's Land. So there's going to be a huge influx of Marvel characters now at Disneyland, which I imagine will be especially cool for the older kids.
Yeah. I mean, you see, when you're at Disneyland, you walk around, you see, you know, all the things that people are wearing. There's so much Star Wars stuff. There's so much superhero stuff. Then all the other Disney stuff that's in there, because all those universes have been combined into one under that Disney umbrella, which I was just talking about this. I mean, the fact that they own the Marvel Cinematic Universe and they hadn't really done that many more rides besides Guardians of the Galaxy, it makes sense that they're going to kind of take A Bug's Land out, because in my opinion that's the least fun part of California Adventure.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't like the biggest movie ever.
Yeah,
Bug's Life.
That movie came out what, 25 years ago?
Something about 20
something,
years ago.
Something along
I don't
those
even
lines.
Remember it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not exactly moving merchandise. And if one thing Disney is good at is being able to turn a buck, and having the Marvel Cinematic Universe there, and being able to have all the little shops that are going to be tied in, they're going to make a boatload of money.
Yeah, and good for them too. You know, if you have the teenage kids that you take down there, and they get bored because, you know, the younger kids all want to just go to do the normal Disneyland stuff. Mm-hmm. You're like, just go to California Adventure and grab me a beer while you're over there. Right?
Or a Chardonnay.
She's so demanding. Yeah.
So, Stranger Things, we were talking yesterday about how all of the kids had gotten some pretty nice paydays for this upcoming season.
Quarter million
plus per episode.
Yeah.
Well, this is actually something totally separate, but pretty neat. There was a little kid who's, I don't know why his mom posted this on social media, but directed it at the stars of the show, had a Stranger Things themed birthday party, which is kind of cool,
cute.
Right?
Yeah.
Except for no one showed up.
No.
Could you imagine?
Had like a spread.
It was an awesome spread. I was like, I wish who has parties like this and they don't show up to them, man?
They had like
a Chipotle setup.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So it had all sorts of different food, like burritos and
Stranger Things. Stranger Things themed punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like his mom and his family went all out on it. And the eight kids who all were supposed to go
didn't show up.
Did you ever try to invite your friends and no one showed up, or one showed up?
I don't think so, because I'm pretty sure I would remember that, because it would be devastating.
Well,
right?
And on top of that, it's not like if nobody showed up, there weren't four other brothers and a sister still around.
Okay, well, then you were never alone.
I was never alone. As much as I wanted to be, I was never alone. But the stars of the show found out about it, and they're saying, I tell you what, send me an invite next year, and I'll come to your birthday party.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown tweeted out the toothless kid, whatever his name is. Yeah. He tweeted on that, said he's going to bring the chocolate pudding. But that Millie Bobby Brown, you know, she's, for being so young, seems very, seems like if a kid actor is going to make it, she's going to be the one.
She seems like a superstar right now.
Exactly.
So, as long as her family doesn't drive her crazy, because I, mm-hmm. There was a few stories, if you recall, a couple of years ago about her family being a little weird, and they were sort of hitching everything to that wagon because they didn't have any money at all.
Yeah. So,
so as long as she can dodge that bullet, then she should be fine. But I agree with you. She seems like a very balanced young lady.
Great actress, too.
And going out of her way to do really nice things. So absolutely she does. So good on the kids from Stranger Things.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The hot seat means that you can ask anything that you want, and whether I want to or not, I have to answer it. 702-791-1075 is the phone number, or you can text us at 73100. Also on social media at Dave Mahoney. Sylvia, you have a weird smirk on your face, so you go first.
Have you ever cheated or been cheated on?
Yes and yes. It was when I was younger. There was a girl that I was dating. I was probably 20 years old. And okay. And I cheated on her. And it made me feel really bad.
But why did you cheat on her?
Because we'd always drink and party a lot when we were, 20, 21 years old.
Oh.
And it was just kind of like a drunken hookup at a little get-together.
Oh, okay. So was that like you were lacking something in the relationship?
No. I was just a drunk moron.
Just dumb.
Yep.
And 21.
And I got cheated on by the first girl that I ever really, I felt like loved. And I distinctly remember crying while driving down the street in my periwinkle blue Ford Probe. Listening to Better Than Ezra, Desperately Wanting.
Why are you laughing, Ian?
For some reason, like that moment is stuck in my head.
We're going to get that Better Than Ezra in on Throwback Thursday tomorrow, Dave?
maybe so.
Oh.
But I mean,
want me to book them for your birthday party this year?
The way that I found out.
It wasn't through her, obviously.
It was her mom. Her mom told me that she was cheating on me. So her mom had broken into her diary. She had this little diary that was a locked little diary.
Oh,
those little teeny keys inside of a locked case. And her mom had popped it open. And she had a list of people that she'd hooked up with. And there was me, and still dating, and then there was two guys beneath me, and I was like, oh, dang.
Did you see the diary?
I never
saw
it.
Are you sure it wasn't the mom trying to blow it up because she didn't like
him? No, I'm sure, because once I found out that this guy's name was on the list, I knew where he worked. It was like some crappy Country Suites and Inn or something like that. And I went there one night, and sure enough, she was sitting outside with him in the car.
Did you go up to them?
Yeah. And I was like, we're going to fight. The guy's like, not at my work, bro.
What are you doing? Like, you can't blow up my spot at the Country Inn and Suites, man.
I am an assistant manager here.
I've got a suite at the Suites.
How old are you?
That was probably when I was 18 years old.
18, okay.
Yeah. A couple ways, if you want to get questions in, that you can text us on the Centennial Toyota text line, 73100. You can go to Twitter or Facebook at David Mahoney or give us a call. You got one?
Yeah, Josh from Henderson on the line with us right now. What's up, Josh?
So I got two questions for you, Dave. First one, you got to sleep with, live with, and kill one between Mahoney, Sylvia, and Ian. Which one is which?
I would sleep with Sylvia because she's the
liar.
Only
one.
How dare you? How dare you? Just throw me and Ian to the side and say, obviously. You act like we're not generous lovers.
No, I know that I would get addicted if I slept with you.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
You can't quit me.
Ian, you're too skinny, bro. Sorry.
He likes a man with curves. Real men have curves.
I'm a chubby chaser. Sorry,
I'm thicker.
Bro. You're out. So sleep with Sylvia. Live with Mahoney because him and I know that we get along really well together. We have personalities that blend. And Ian, I love you, bro, but sorry, you're dying.
Completely understand.
Yeah.
You think you could live with me though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because I imagine that you would nap like 80% of the day.
Yeah, that's about right.
And I'd probably be out the other 20% of the day doing stuff.
So and then you just come home at night.
Never see each other.
It's like living with a hibernating bear.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, you could just
don't come in my cave.
All right, Josh. What else you got?
Second question. Okay, so what would it take for you to break up the band? Like if you were offered Bossy Rossi's job or
no
a
way.
Big raise or anything?
No. Well, okay. So
what would it take?
If somebody came to me and said, we'll give you $3 million a year with a guaranteed 3-year contract doing really whatever, hosting some show on whatever, if it was $3 million a year, it'd be really hard to turn down.
Yeah.
Even if it was in Houston again?
Oof. Oh, God.
Well, he's got a house there.
I still have a house in Houston.
Jeez.
Dang it.
That's true.
Anybody want to buy a house?
Yeah, no, let's keep the band together. Thank you for the call today,
man.
Josh. Appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, man. Have a good day.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I think about the amount of money that I wouldn't be mad at Mahoney for breaking up the band.
Yeah.
You know, and if it was like $3 million a year, I'd be like, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
But if it's like a 20% pay increase, I'd be like, hey, man, screw you.
What are you doing?
Like, we got a pretty good thing going here. We've had it going for 9 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like, there's a lot of value in that to me. So it would take a whole lot.
No, and here's a hint. Nobody's ever going to offer us anywhere close to that.
No,
or even 10% of that.
So you are stuck with us forever.
Yeah. Yay.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
All right, top story as of this morning, the 24-year-old that is supposedly responsible for the domestic terrorism, the bombings in Austin, is dead as of this morning.
Good.
Mark Anthony Condit was his name, and when they tracked him down, like a bitch, he blew himself up.
Yep, of
course he did.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that there's no other bombs out there right now that he'd mail, but this guy does not sound like a genius. He was wearing gloves, a wig. You know, he had a cell phone with him.
Like bad gloves, too. Like the big, just like the plastic gloves that you'd see like a doctor wear. Like really obvious gloves when he went into that FedEx. So just a hateful, terrible person. He's dead, and I'm glad.
Good.
Yep. So U.S. households with paid streaming services have surged 450% in the last decade.
I believe it.
So Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu with a surge of original content. Driving consumer adoption. So you think about the original shows that Netflix is churning out. It's impossible to even keep up with all the shows that they're turning out because there's so much constant production.
Unless you're watching it all day, every day.
Yeah.
I just, you know, for me, it's like, you know, I subscribe to Netflix because it's a reasonable price. It's like, what, 10, 12 bucks a month?
Yeah.
Something along those lines. And when you start hearing about a show, that's when I usually go on and, you know, watch it after it starts to get some heat behind it.
Survey found that 54% of streaming video subscribers say they signed up to watch original content they can't find anywhere else. And that's very much the case for me. I'm not a rewatcher, so even if there's a show that I like, I don't go back and rewatch old Friends episodes like some people do.
I try to sometimes, and it's just so hard.
Just can't get into it. Yeah.
It's really hard to do that. Stranger Things, in my opinion, is my favorite thing on Netflix right now, but the comedy specials have been really good lately. If you haven't seen John Mulaney's New in Town, I would suggest that. He's pretty funny.
The wife and I just started watching 7 Seconds on Netflix.
Pretty good?
It's good, but it's really sad.
Yeah?
It's just, yeah.
And you're like, oh, man.
It's a pretty dark show, yeah.
I signed up for Amazon Prime just for the shipping most of the time.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
You know, like, I wouldn't... And then, you know, what, a couple years ago, and kept it going because I use it on a very regular basis. And not until, like, you know, maybe 6-8 months ago did I actually start watching the programming that is on Amazon Prime. There's a lot of really good shows on there, too.
Yeah. Speaking of Amazon, they are looking to possibly buy the abandoned Toys R Us storefronts because they want to take over the world.
Yeah, they just need space to push stuff out of. That's interesting to hear that, you know, that there's that much storefront. You know, what was it, 800 stores?
800 stores, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stores. I mean, they're in every major city, multiple in a lot of cities, so.
Yeah, what would they put it in? Like, what would they put
I don't know. It doesn't seem like they really need that much more space. They just bought all of the Whole Foods, so.
Yeah.
Does Amazon really need another 800 stores
around
the country?
Or are they going to, like, open more Whole Foods?
Probably. They probably need more space. If they want to become the biggest company in the world, they want to.
Oh, by the way, did you see that Amazon just jumped Google as far as companies of great value?
Really?
Kind of crazy to think about that because, you know, a lot of people use Amazon, obviously, if it's the second most profitable company in the world, but everybody uses Google.
Right.
Nobody's using Bing. Who's using Bing?
You have to be a real monster to use Bing. Like, if somebody's like, hey, will you Bing this for me? I would probably punch him in the face.
Yeah, I'll Bing you around the face.
Bing.
Stupid name.
Yeah. This is interesting, though, when it comes to the streaming services.
Yeah.
Study showed that 16 to 22% of millennial consumers, as well as those in Generation X and Z, have never subscribed to a pay TV service and are probably unlikely to do so in the future. Ian, you're the youngest of the lot of us. Do you subscribe to traditional television?
I did it for 6 months in 2009.
And then almost 10 years ago.
Yep, and then I gave it up because I just got it so I could watch King of the Hill, but now...
How do you consume media?
All streaming services now.
All streaming?
All streaming.
Will you? Do you ever see yourself going back and paying for cable or satellite?
You know what? I've thought about it just for sports.
Yeah, sports.
Sports, but besides that... No.
Sports are starting to migrate over as well.
Man.
So, like, this last season, Thursday Night Football was on Amazon. And, you know, if you have Verizon, there's ways around it now where you can watch at least the major sports.
Some of the big ones, like Fox. ABC, CBS, NBC. They got to get their streaming services.
CBS has a pretty decent one.
But, we, you know, we were over your house a couple weeks ago. We were trying to watch some, I guess it was during football season. We were trying to watch a playoff game. We were trying to watch the Vikings game.
A playoff game on Fox, and it was impossible
and
to find.
Try, like, it was, you know, easier to find streams that weren't, you know, from the straight source than it was.
Illegal streams. I mean, not that we would ever search those on my IP.
Streams that were from other than the original source were better than the one that they
Not that we would
out.
Hop on my neighbor's Wi-Fi and look for an illegal stream of something.
You know, I don't believe you guys
would
do that.
Is it an illegal stream if you're a subscriber, though, and you're supposed to be able to get it? Is
we
that still
are subscribing.
Illegal?
I'm paying the money, but your service sucks, man.
My service sucks?
Not
yours.
No, I'm not.
I thought you were bagging on my Wi-Fi. I'm like, I got the extra router, man.
It's a little sketchy outside.
You're a little sketchy outside.
Damn right, a little sketchy outside.
Jeez. Weird son of a bitch.
Oh, you're hurt.
All right, I got one more piece of audio here for you. This is pretty awesome. This is from St. Patrick's Day. I think it was Chicago. A boyfriend and a girlfriend are arguing.
Oh, boy.
And some guy whips out his phone because he hears them yelling at each other. And in the middle of the street, right? So this is on a sidewalk, busy sidewalk. It's got the big storefront right behind him with the big glass windows. And he gets so mad at his girlfriend that he runs over and headbutts the piece of glass. And it just knocks him straight on his butt. It's great. He ends up being fine. Doesn't even break the glass.
Yeah, but what are you doing, dude?
The audio is just.
Oh! I just want you to listen to me. You're not f-ing listening to me.
So bonk, and everyone goes, oh, as he falls down, and then he gets right up, and he's like, you're not listening to me, and they walk off together.
I feel like if you're trying to prove a point, running your head into anything as an exclamation point on that, probably not the best way to do it.
The video is up on davidmahoney.com.
It is worth the watch.
Yeah. Oh, I just want you to listen to me. You're not f-ing listening to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good news is we're now all listening to him.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just got a text to the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100. Somebody said, that video sounds like Bossy Rossi yelling at you guys. That is very much what our after show meetings are like every day with Bossy Rossi.
Every day for an hour, he summons us to his office, and then this
blah,
is what we get.
Blah, blah, blah.
I feel like that's me.
Oh,
that's him.
I just want you to listen to me.
That
You're
does sound like him. That does sound like Bossy.
I just
Bossy.
Want you to listen to
do
me.
Do you have the tux strap?
Yeah,
I swear to God, that does. Now that you pointed that out, that 100% sounds like Bossy Rossi.
So frustrated with us because we don't listen.
We do listen. That's the thing. We're great employees. We should. And the fact that we have worked here, Dave, at X107.5 for what is between the two of us, almost 30 years total.
30 years collectively. Yeah,
we have never got Employee of the Month.
Never.
Not once.
Wait, do they do that around here?
Oh, they should.
Son of a gun. All right, let's listen.
I just want you to listen to me. You're not listening to me.
I bought a tux. Don't.
Oh, my God.
It's like night and day. Where was Ross? He said he was at South by Southwest. Are we sure he wasn't in Chicago?
I want you to listen to me. You're not f***ing listening to me.
I bought a tux. Don't.
But now we've got the other two.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
God.
So the other one is the girl at the beginning of the video here, all right? So listen to her. All right, so there's that. Sounds like the scooter lady. If you recall, there was an audio clip that we had a couple of months ago of this lady in a hospital gown on a moped at a stoplight, and somebody pulled out their phone and started filming her, and they're like, what's wrong with your face? And she's like, I fell over. But then when she scooters off at the end, it sounds a lot like, again, the beginning of the clip here. This is scooter lady.
I gotta go.
Right? It's stunningly similar to...
I bet their neighbors love them.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Earmuffs.
Cover your ears.
So, Cover Your Ears is a relatively new game that we play here on the David Mahoney Morning Show. Carolyn is joining us from East Las Vegas. Hey, Carolyn, how you doing? Let's try that again. How you doing, Carolyn?
Great.
Good. Tell us about your favorite bands.
Oh, there's quite a few, actually. hang on just a minute.
Yeah, we're not doing a radio show or anything right now, Carolyn. Don't worry.
What
are you doing?
What's going on?
Should we go to the backup here, Ian? All right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
X 107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How's it going?
Good. Aren't you glad that Carolyn doesn't know how to interact on the radio?
She's like, hang on a second.
It works out.
All right. So we have some Blink-182 tickets. They are coming to Vegas, and they're going to be doing a residency over at the Pearl Inside the Palms. Got all sorts of dates lined up for you. Free tickets go to you if you can figure this out. Now, this game is a little bit tricky in the sense that we have these cover songs that we found online, but they're not well-performed cover songs.
But they're well-known songs.
They're very popular alternative songs. So assuming that you know alternative music well-branded, then hopefully you'll win this game. 3 out of 5 is what you need in order to win the tickets for Blink-182 over the Pearl, okay?
All right.
I'm going to play each one of these for you for about 30 seconds, and then we'll throw it to you. If you're able to get the artist in the song, then that'll be a point, okay?
All righty.
Here we go with the first one. Good luck to you. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Brandon. For the first one, what do you think? Who is that? What is the song? What is the artist?
I know it's Linkin Park.
Mm-hmm. Let me play you the very beginning of the song again, okay? It'll help you if you listen closely.
Crawling in my skin.
All right, what do you think?
By Linkin Park.
What is it?
Crawling in my skin by Linkin.
Close enough.
Oh, close.
He's not going to get that to him.
It's crawling.
It's crawling.
Give him a half point. Half point.
No.
Give him a half point.
Full point.
You gay man, you're like giving it away, Dave.
We're not giving it away.
You're a bleeding heart liberal.
Mahoney. What?
Listen,
all right. Brandon's on the board with one.
That was the easiest one, man.
Here we go to number 2.
Boom, when we had to give you, basically give it to you? Don't make me put Carolyn back on the phone, Brandon.
R.I.P.
All right.
She's
still on the line.
And actually, it'd be R.I.C., man.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Good. Right. Robert's got a quick hand. He'll run around the room. He won't tell you his plan. He's got a road cigarette. Hanging out of his mouth, he's a cowboy kid. Yeah, he found a six shooter gun in his dad's closet with a box of fun things, and I don't even know what. But he's coming for you. Yeah, he's coming for you. Yeah.
All the other kids with a bump out, think you better run, better run.
Outrun my gun.
Oh, my God. That's so bad. Yeah. All right, Brandon, what do you got for us?
All right, well, I'm going to have to do a half a point on this one for Pumped Up Kicks by I Have No Clue.
You get 0 points. Okay. You get 0 points.
What do you mean?
You get 0 points. Zero points, Brandon.
I'll take a half.
You don't get to dictate how we give out these points.
I like how he's dictating it.
He got the song.
Yeah, because the name of the song is in the freaking song.
What do you mean? The name of the song's in the song, Pumped Up Kicks.
I'll give you a hint. The lead singer's name is Mark Foster.
Okay, it's Mark Foster, Pumped Up Kicks.
Oh, buddy.
Zero points.
Man,
0 points.
No.
Zero.
Can I phone? Carolyn?
No. You cannot phone a friend.
No.
All right.
She get Caroline on the back.
It was Foster the People and Pumped Up Kicks. This is not an easy game, but...
It is an easy game!
It's not an easy game.
Well, even if you know alternative music...
Text line is blowing up, talking trash about Brandon right now. 73100 if you want to continue to pile on to Brandon.
All right, here we go. On to song number 3. Good luck.
Back the up while we this track up. Throw your hands up. Back up. Back up.
Wow, that is so bad. That is so good.
I think that's better than the original. You think so?
All right, Brandon, what do you got for us?
I got Limp Bizkit,
Roland.
Yeah, hey, Brandon. There you go.
Hey, that's 2.5.
You got 2 points. Easy. All right. So here we go. All you have to do is get one
and
more correct.
You didn't get it all right because it's Roland, the urban assault vehicle.
Stop it. It's Roland. All right. So here we go. You got 2 correct. All you have to do is get one more correct out of these next two. Good luck.
If you're out, it was a Friday night, I walk alone. To get the feeling right, I started making out, and she took off my pants, but then I turned into TV. And that's about the time she walked away from me. She bought me less than when you're 20. Enough the morning with her TV show, but then her is 80.
Oh, God, that's so bad. All right, Brandon, what do you got?
For the win.
Blink 182, what's my age?
Yes! Yes, yeah. yes, Brandon. All right, I got one more I want to play for you just for the fun of it, okay?
All right.
Ooh, wow!
Drowning deep in my sea of
loathing.
Broken your
subdomania. Will you give it to me?
This is what's left of my human side is slowly changing in me.
Will you give it to me?
Look at my own reflection.
All right, any guesses?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that's... I have no clue on that one.
Yeah, that was tough. That was Down with the Sickness by Disturbed. They really butchered that one.
Wow.
But Brandon, you get tickets to Blink 182. Congrats.
You shouldn't be proud. this is a gift from us to you.
How do you not know Disturbed? Yeah. Down with the Sickness.
When you did your that's when I knew it was Disturbed. Mm, that was a good cover.
Yeah, way after the fact.
All right, Brandon. Well done, man. Thank you for playing today. We appreciate you being a solid backup. You came in here and nailed it, and our apologies to Carolyn. You Yeah, you got to be ready, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, you can fire over any questions that you want. We'll just take a couple of quick ones here. Hey, Dave, do you think that you look more like a desert tortoise or a sea turtle with those beady-ass eyes?
What do you think?
A tortoise?
Probably desert tortoise, yeah.
No.
Or a sea turtle.
You think sea turtle?
Sea turtles have bigger eyes.
Oh, bigger eyes?
Yeah.
I do have beady-ass eyes. Another one here. Dave, would you rather be stuck in a UFC fight against one Brock Lesnar-sized duck or 100 duck-sized Brock Lesnars?
What do you think?
I would definitely get 100 duck-sized Brock Lesnars.
Really? You get murdered.
I know, but think how fun it would be kicking all those teeny-ass Brock Lesnars.
No, they would team up with you. They're smart.
They're not smart. They're sure. Brock Lesnars.
No, they got Brock. That's 100 Brock Lesnars. They'll swarm you, man, whereas a duck is pretty dumb. You just throw a loaf of bread at it, and then you get behind it.
Yeah. Kick it right in the diverticulitis, and yeah. There it goes.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, you can ask anything that you want. 702-791-1075 is the phone number. You can text us on the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100 or on social media at Dave and Mahoney. What do you got, Mahoney?
This one coming from 242. Dave, if you were a sandwich... what kind of sandwich would you be?
Oh, man. Probably a club sandwich.
Because you like the club?
Yeah. No, I just feel like it's a well-balanced sandwich, a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. One more. Mm-hmm. This one coming from 591.
Okay.
Chevy, Dodge, or Ford?
I've always been a Ford guy. I've had a Dodge and a Chevy before. Mm-hmm. I had a Dodge Charger and I had a Chevy Tahoe. But growing up, like, I had Fords, Mustangs were my thing, mm-hmm. including my periwinkle blue Ford Probe. So
you better not leave out that periwinkle blue Ford Probe.
That was a special car to me. Mm-hmm. It was the GT.
Oh.
Don't get it crossed, folks. It was a real beaut. I think I paid $11,000
for it. Hell yeah, man.
Sweet-ass ride. It was a lot of money at the time, man.
Hell yeah. That car was nice. My mom had one.
Yeah, those things were awesome.
It wasn't periwinkle blue. It was, it was like... It was red.
That was the only one available, was the periwinkle blue.
You gotta go
on the used car lot. But so I really, really loved the Mustangs growing up. Okay. So if for example, if I had the opportunity to get like a classic car, I think it would be like a classic Ford Mustang or like a Mach 1 or something like that. Totally restored. That would be awesome.
A lot of ways to send your questions in. 73100, the Centennial Toyota text line. You can call 791-1075 or at Dave Mahoney on all of our social media. Sylvia, you got something?
I do.
Okay.
Do you have any dirty laundry?
Sure. Who doesn't have dirty laundry? Like, everyone's got stuff that they haven't revealed to most people, but I mean, anything in particular? I mean, I've got dirty laundry about everything.
Yeah. Or is that a literal question coming in that do you have dirty laundry?
Do you still have to do laundry?
My wife gets so mad at me when I leave because I have this bad habit of like piling stuff up on the side of the tub. Like, I'll take my pants off at night and then I'll put them there. Mm-hmm. And then they just like slowly start to accumulate more and more clothes.
Why don't you just throw it straight in the washer, man?
Well, because you don't wash your jeans every time, do you?
No, I don't.
No, of course not.
I wash my jeans like.
It's funny because I do the same thing.
And I'll have like a little pile that just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Of jeans?
But, yeah, jeans, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll just do the same thing.
Yeah. Do you actually, does anybody actually separate stuff in the washer? Because I just throw I've been doing laundry for, 20 years or whatever.
You don't separate the whites and the darks?
No, I just throw everything in there and wash it on cold.
No. Yeah. I separate. I at least do that separation.
Yeah, whites and darks. Yeah.
If you wash it on cold, nothing. You don't got any problems, man. I've never once had anything bleed over. Not a single time.
Hmm.
All right. F, Mary, kill. Spence, Kayla, or Chet?
From Chet Show?
Yeah. That one coming to us from 419.
I mean, Chet, I bet, would be a tender lover.
Mm-hmm.
But I would marry Chet. I would kill
for the money?
Yeah, for the money. Yeah,
you marry Chet for the money?
He gets paid way more than we
do.
I'd kill Spence just because he seems killable.
Well, I mean, it's at that point you're between, yeah.
And then I would offer up a very disappointing session of lovemaking to Kayla.
Aw.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like, this is disappointing. Dave, tell us the last time you lied to your wife and have you told the truth about it yet?
The last time that I lied to my wife? Oh, yeah. The last time that I lied to my wife, she's like, hey, where are you right now? I was like, I'm at the gas station.
Where were you?
Really just walked out of a bar. I'd lost a bunch of money playing Keno.
Were you at a gas station or were you going to
I was going to the gas station.
Okay, well, I mean, it's like not totally a lie.
Not totally a lie. That's where
have
I was
have you told
going.
Her the truth yet?
Well, now I have.
Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. It is. By the way, it really is my wife and I's third anniversary today. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Way out of my league.
It was a lovely wedding.
Yeah.
It was a lovely wedding.
Josh joining us. What's up, Josh?
So, if your wife asks you to go to the Red Door, the Swingers Club.
I think it's the Green Door, but yeah, all right.
Green Door. It's a Red Rooster Green Door, right?
Whatever, yeah.
I don't know. I don't go.
Sure you don't.
But.
If my wife asked me to go to a swingers club, would I do it?
Yeah.
No, man. No, that's the death of any relationship. At least a relationship for me. Some people maybe can live in that sort of thing where they're like, I mean, the idea of going to a swingers club, because I'm so narcissistic, I think, well, that would be awesome. I'd get to sleep with a whole bunch of other hot chicks.
Yeah.
In reality, there's not a whole bunch of other hot chicks.
No, your wife would be the best looking one there.
For sure.
What's the point of that?
And then there'd be some guy that was probably even somehow creepier than me that would be hooking up with her, and I just...
And you had to watch her or whatever.
I'm too insecure to handle that. I couldn't do it.
All right, man.
Thanks, Josh.
Have a good one.
You too.
This one coming to us from 435. Question for Dave. Do they photo brush your teeth to that glaring bright white, or are your teeth really neon white?
Well, first off, my teeth are very white, so thank you for noticing.
They are very white.
Secondly,
when I Photoshop our photos,
you don't have to photo.
You don't Photoshop.
So that's okay. Because I was going to ask, because Mahoney normally does the photoshopping, and sometimes
I Photoshop the hell out of me.
Well,
my teeth are butter, but
but they're beautiful.
Once they're done the Invisalign, I'm going to go do the whitening.
Do the whitening.
I'm going to do the whitening after that. I'm drinking a lot of coffee, smoked a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Smoke a lot of cigars, drink a lot of coffee.
They're all stained. That's why.
That'll stain them up. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I tried to Photoshop Dave's teeth once.
And just got too white.
Dude, and it was like I blinded myself. Oh, my God.
It's like staring directly into the sun.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
What's the about the Jimmy boy?
That terrorist who is responsible, they think, for the Austin bombings is dead in Texas. They tracked him down. 24-year-old guy by the name of Mark Anthony Condit and white guy. They don't know if he sent out more bombs before he blew himself up like a bitch, but he is dead. So they tracked him down. They pulled him over, and he detonated a bomb that was in his car and blew himself up. Unfortunately, like I said, they don't know if there's anything else that's out there right now that he sent out, and they don't know if he was working by himself or alone. But he is toast.
The thing that I hate about this, and I want to just first say thank you to the law enforcement officials who worked tirelessly to find this guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you're going to kill somebody, and then you're
start
going
with
to,
yourself.
And then you, yeah, you feel like you have to kill somebody and you plan on killing yourself afterwards, just kill yourself first.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I don't care if that's not politically correct or not, and people want to whine and moan, but it's much better to just do that than to affect so many other people and so, ruin so many lives and affect entire communities. Just disgusting. So just do it yourself.
Innocent people, too. There's,
yeah,
just, there's
just no yeah. need. There's enough bad crap in the world, man.
So the fine folks over at lawyers.com have a new spokesperson.
Is it Robert? Oh, wait, no, he's dead. I was going to say Robert Kardashian.
No. Ooh.
I was thinking of the other guy. Who was the other OJ lawyer?
Shapiro.
No. It's
he was. No, that was LegalZoom.
It's a.
They really got to work on their branding.
Well, but lawyer.com has figured it out. They got the best spokesperson possible.
Who's that?
Lindsay Lohan.
When lawyer.com first reached out to me, I was confused and a little scared because I thought I was in trouble. But when they asked me to be their spokesperson, I was intrigued. Lawyer.com is just about helping people. From getting a DUI, let's not pretend like I didn't get one, or two, or three, or some others.
Ugh. Why does she sound like she's 70?
I don't know, man.
She lived a rough life,
like,
man.
I decided to go to lawyer.com. I didn't look at their website beforehand, and it's just a big, giant picture of Lindsay Lohan on the front. Which, hey, you know what? Good for you, lawyer.com, and the fact that I didn't even know that was a thing, but having Lindsay Lohan as a spokesperson doesn't necessarily make me want to use your services.
Doesn't scream credibility.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like, hey, I'm in a whole lot of trouble. I really need some expert legal advice.
Yeah.
Let's go to that website that Lindsay Lohan endorses. So a new pro football league is in the works.
The XFL?
No, a third
one.
Oh, because that's one. Because I'm sure that second one's going to work out really well also.
Isn't there a lingerie football league?
There's a lingerie football league that's been around for a long time. I think they're still around.
They're still around.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah. But they're not called lingerie football anymore. I believe it's the Legends Football League.
Stupid.
Yeah.
The Alliance of American Football is what this is going to be called. The AAF.
Okay, sure.
It'll compete with the NFL and the XFL, and it'll feature some players who aren't quite good enough to make it to the NFL. So basically, their whole idea is there's 28,000 Division I football players, only 1,700 of them ever make it to the NFL. So their whole mission statement is they're going to be looking for the Kurt Warners of the world who are bagging groceries at the local supermarket, and they want to give them that opportunity.
Kurt
to break
Warner
through.
Wasn't bagging groceries at the local supermarket. He was playing for an arena football team, and
oh, there's also the arena football. I forgot about that. But the whole idea is that this is going to kick off right after the NFL wraps up for the season. So
that's what the XFL's doing, too.
February 9th. Well, and interestingly, one of the guys that's involved in this is Charlie Ebersol, who is the son of Dick Ebersol, who was McMahon's partner in the original XFL.
Yeah.
And he also directed the documentary of the XFL that aired on ESPN.
The 30 for 30?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's some intertwining here. It just seems like a bad idea.
If I wanted to watch people who aren't as good as professional players play football, I would watch college football.
Or the Canadian Football League.
No, wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that?
No, I can't go that far. All right. But just get out of here. It's never going to work. You know,
yeah.
It's just there's no demand for it. They're just really not. It's going to fail within 3 years.
I think people are happy with the NFL.
People are happy with the NFL. I mean, obviously, there's a whole bunch of stuff this past year where there were some people that made a point of not being happy with the NFL. But as far as like the actual product and gameplay, it's the best. But there's a reason why people don't even watch NFL, the very best NFL players in the Pro Bowl when they're not giving it 100%.
Because it means nothing.
It's not the best of the best, you know?
Yeah.
So what is the worst thing that you can wear on a date?
Flip-flops.
Assless chaps.
Okay, assless chaps didn't make the list, but flip-flops kind of did. Here are the things that are
did
the worst.
A full-body onesie for a man. Is that not on the list?
Not on the list.
The sheer body thong that we mentioned earlier on in the show.
The one that Bossy Rossi likes to rock?
Yeah.
Don't.
It's not that.
If I could turn
how about
back
time.
It's my sheer. It's really good.
Wait, do it again.
If I could turn back time. Do you have that audio from yesterday reading? I know I saw you record me when I was reading. On a side note, you son of a bitch. I'm reading a kid yesterday at an elementary school trying to do a Grover voice, and all my voices somehow turn into a southern accent for whatever reason, because
so
I don't do voices.
He sounded like a cracked out Grover from Mississippi. He's like,
you gotta be animated with the little kids, man.
Don't turn the page.
And that's how you talk?
Yeah, that's how he talked. It was pretty great. So I filmed him. I put that up at Dave Mahoney on Instagram. So here are the things you should not wear on a date. Okay. Super tight shirts. Because especially here in Vegas, like you see those guys all the time.
Yeah.
They're on vacation and they're feeling good, but like you should, really shouldn't feel that good.
Yeah.
I know that like when you cut that angle and you look at yourself in the mirror, you look good, but then to the rest of us,
you have to always
be a little tight.
You always have to be in that angle.
Low rise pants.
For guys or girls?
Well, probably for guys. For girls, you're like, yeah.
Do you wear low rise pants, Ian? You're a skinny dude.
Can you get what is low rise pants?
It's just
what
the are ones low that are that lower on your crotch area?
Yeah. Yes, I think I'm wearing a pair right now.
Stand up.
Okay. Oh man, you guys are
turn around for daddy.
All right.
Oh my god.
Right. Pull up your shirt. I don't think those aren't low rise.
I don't know. That was a lot of happy highway that we saw there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Geez, good lord, what is going on with that thing, man? You saw that too, Sylvia?
I did.
Good lord.
What, man?
Hey. It's like the highway to hell.
Why are you body shaming me? Don't do that.
You look amazing. Thank you. Live your best life.
Hey, worst thing you could wear on a first date, David Mahoney super soft t-shirt.
Oh. Come on.
Oh.
Wow. Oh.
Sorry, I had to.
Makes for a good cleanup.
Come on.
Makes for a good cleanup rag.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You bought those with our own money,
I take it back. I'm joking.
Do you really take it back?
Yes.
No.
Because you have a weird happy trail, man.
That's cold blood.
Take it out on us.
Sorry. Whoa.
That was out of banger. Shouldn't have done that.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, real quickly here. Got the audio of Mahoney doing his Grover impression yesterday at the elementary school. We participated in Nevada Reading Week. And if you missed the story earlier, it's pretty funny. We walked into the final classroom of the day as kindergartners, and a girl goes, "Look, there's two fat guys here." Just mortifying in and of itself. We're like, why, you little.
Like, did you suck it in?
Yes,
well, I did.
I definitely did. I was like, what are you talking about?
To be fair, Dave, you know, those were kids who were like, what, 5 years old? Yeah. Four or five years old.
Way
and they were sitting down. So they're
gut level.
They're
right at gut level.
It was just a bad angle.
Yeah,
it's
a bad angle.
It's like when you get a camera angle
and you're
shooting up. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's like when you're on your iPhone and you accidentally do the flip around of the camera. You're like,
oh, God,
look at all those chins. What is wrong? Ugh. But anyway, so we did Nevada Reading Week yesterday at John Bonner Elementary School. A lot of fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Great school.
But we had this book that we were reading to the younger classes. And
it's called There's a Monster at the End of This Book.
And it stars Grover. Mm-hmm. And it turns out, spoiler, Grover is the monster.
Oh, God, Dave. Wow. Too soon.
Mahoney was doing his impression of Grover.
I don't do voices.
It's categorically awful. It somehow is Southern Junkie Grover.
I'm reading to these kids, you know, because they actually wanted us to read the book twice.
Yeah. So we finished the book, and the kids are like, again.
They were that enthralled with it. Yeah.
And so he hands it over to me, and I'm going through it, and I'm trying to be animated while doing it.
And you were really giving it your all. I commend you for your effort.
But while I'm doing it, I like out of the side of my eye, I see Dave whip out his iPhone. I'm like, this son of a, record me right now.
I just posted it on our Instagram in the stories at Dave Mahoney if you actually want to see it. But here is the audio of Mahoney reading.
Do not turn any more pages. We will never get to the end of this book. And that's good because there's a monster at the end of this book. So please do not turn the page.
You are a superstar, man.
Uh-huh.
It's Southern, but it's, I don't know.
It's like an old Southern lady.
Am I Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yes, you are.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
All right, Karina is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for Lazy Bones Mahomes. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
I'm so good. I'm so excited for this.
All right, so have you heard this game before?
Yes, I have.
It's pretty simple. I've got three things that Mahoney's girlfriend has texted me that showcase just how incredibly lazy he is. And you just have to figure out which one of these is an untruth. So we'll go through them one at a time, and you and Mahoney can talk it through. You can try to figure out what it is, but don't give us your pick as to which one's the fake one until we get through all three, okay?
This game is just a way for my girlfriend to try to shame me into not doing things anymore. And I will tell you this much. I am not lazy. I am efficient.
No, you're lazy.
There is a giant difference between the two.
You're lazy.
I was always taught work smarter, not harder, and that's what I do.
Well, you can decide for yourself, Corinne, whether or not.
What's your name, Dave?
It's Corinne. Is Corinne on?
Corinne.
Oh no! Did we just lose her? We just lost her.
Come on, Karina. Sorry, Karina.
Her phone just cut out.
Karina. Well, great. We have David online too.
All right, David. How you doing, man?
Nice. I'm doing great.
Nice.
Just delighting in the failure of others, man.
Wow. That's twice it's happened already.
I know. The second time today. Yeah.
Karina was so excited,
she
too.
She was, too. I feel bad
for her. That's her calling back.
You think so? Well,
and then you messed up her name.
We've gone to the backup already. All right.
If that's her, Ian, give her a shirt.
A shirt. Actually, if that's her, keep her on hold. And if David doesn't win, then we'll give her the tickets.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Jack White tickets up for grabs. He's going to be over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Here are the three facts. We'll start with number one here, David.
Okay.
Mahoney's girlfriend said, a few weeks ago, we attended a funeral that involved driving out to a gravesite after the service. It was a sad day, and my family wanted to ride together. But we couldn't ride together because the back seat of Mahoney's car was full of empty cans and fast food wrappers. Does that sound like something that would be true or not true?
Seems legit, yeah.
Seems legit?
I mean, you call that lazy.
I have a work truck and
you call that lazy, but you know what? I like to recycle.
All over my passenger seat.
I like to recycle, and so I don't just litter, and I will murder somebody who I see littering,
right?
because that is one of the biggest offenses out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That there's nothing enrages me more than litter bugs. So, you know, about once a week when it's getting ready for trash day, I will empty out all the cans into the recycling, and I'll pull out the bags of whatever, and I'll throw them in there. And since the funeral was on a Saturday and our trash hadn't come yet, it was still in there. And I'm sorry that everybody couldn't ride in my car. I was a pallbearer.
I like how you justify having just trash full in your backseat, just full of it.
I'm saving the environment.
Like, you couldn't like move some stuff around?
On to number two. Our HOA, Homeowners Association, had been after us for several violations, including the fact that our address light had gone out. It uses a non-standard bulb, which can't be easily purchased. It involves just a little bit of work. So he didn't do anything. Finally, after three warnings from the HOA, the HOA president stopped by with the light bulb that we needed, and he replaced it himself.
Well, first off, I'm friends with our HOA president, Steve. Uh-huh. Shout out, Steve. What up? And we may have gotten a letter in the mail, but that wasn't from our original HOA. We have a sub HOA, and that's what Steve came by and fixed that for us because he's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy craft beer.
I don't know,
and
man.
Cigars.
HOAs aren't very nice.
Okay, all right. And the last one here, David. Due to frequent trips to Disneyland, he often has a half-unpacked suitcase that he dresses himself out of in between visits. Though often chastised for it, it sits in the bedroom until the next trip, usually in the corner of the room until last weekend. He rolled it into the bedroom after I'd gone to bed and left it in the middle of the bedroom floor.
Was it in the middle?
Which I violently tripped over during a midnight bathroom break.
It's not my fault. You got a weak-ass bladder. Maybe turn on a light.
I just imagine the arms flailing in the air, her cursing you as she's going down.
The reason I do this is because I always overpack for trips, and so there's always clean clothes in there. So why am I going to unpack all these clean clothes, lug them to the other side of the house? Because guess what? My closet is not in our bedroom. I have to do the closet on the other side of the house because she has the whole closet to herself. I leave it in there, and there's clean clothes. So, hey, here's a clean shirt, here's clean underwear, here's clean socks. I might as well just leave them in there because this is where I'm going to use them the most. It's not lazy. It's efficient.
All right,
my fault she's clumsy.
Over to you. It is time for you to decide. Out of those three, two of them are true. One of them is not true. Which is the untruth?
All right. I'm going to have to go with the funeral because I figure you could just shove a bunch of wrappers and stuff onto the floor and fit people in the car anyway.
David, I am so sorry.
Really?
Her dad couldn't ride with us because my car was a mess.
That was actually my guess as well. That is incorrect. I thought the same thing. I'm like, you couldn't possibly have that much trash in your car.
Yeah,
or you couldn't just grab it and throw it in the trunk or whatever. But no, that is absolutely true. So I'm sorry you lose. You get nothing.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, man.
Sorry, man.
Sorry.
All right, bye, David.
Is this Corinna? All right.
Yes, I'm back. My cheek hung up the phone. I was shaking. So I was nervous.
Your cheek hung up. All right. So David just got it wrong. It was
Wait,
not the trash
cheek?
One.
I mean, I've heard of butt dialing before.
Oh, there you go.
Butt hanging up. Yeah. All right. What do you think? Which one is the untruth?
Can you go over them like one more time? Because I missed one of them while I was trying to call back.
Trash in the car, the HOA, or the suitcase in the middle of the room.
So which one I think is true, right?
No. Two out of the three are true. Which one is not true? And David just determined that the trash in the back seat was true.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with my gut feeling, the HOA.
HOA is correct. That is absolutely correct. Congratulations, David.
Oh, she's so excited.
We did get written up by our HOA. I am friends with our former HOA president, Steve. What up, Steve?
Yeah.
Good dude.
Yeah.
New HOA not being so cool to you?
No, I got to read. That's why I'm redoing my backyard right now. We got written up by that. You know, I've been sandbagging on that for 5 years.
Yeah, Corinna. Jack White at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, Thursday, August 23rd. You are going for free.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Do you just have abnormally large cheeks, or like what? Does it shake a lot when you get nervous? What is it?
I was just anxious. I was like, oh my God, I'm bad. I mean, my cheeks, like, actually, the phone. I do have really large cheeks.
Well, it all worked out. Congrats.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here we go. Final round of the hot seat this morning. You can text us on the Centennial Toyota text line 73100, or you can call us 702-791-1075, or, of course, on social media at Dave Mahoney. If you have any final questions, what do you got, Mahoney?
The most important one I think we're going to come out with right out of the gate. This one coming to us from our friend at 937. What are your thoughts on a charity event that has baby oil wrestling?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that is a great question. depends on the charity, right?
Yeah.
So if it is a charity that benefits kids, I would say no.
Yeah.
Because that those two things don't really go
together.
It's
weird.
But if it's, you know, like a charity for, I don't know, people getting prostate exams or colonoscopies or something like that, that's a very adult thing.
Yeah.
Sure, some people, oil wrestling, why not?
Yeah.
As long as you're not, like, creepy and gross about it. Whatever. Like, there's definitely adult things and kid things.
Yeah, I got one.
They can work. Yeah, what do you got?
Would you ever mentor someone? And if yes, what would it take for you to do it?
Sure, I'd mentor someone. And it would take $100,000. No,
you're
I'm
pricey,
kidding.
Man.
No, I mean, there's, sure. I mean, it all depends on the situation. I would have to feel that it was a situation where I would actually be a good mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody came to me and said, hey, can you mentor me on mathematics? I would say no, because I'm not good at that. But, you know, if it's something about the production business or radio or TV or something like that, that I have actually some real life experience in that I could offer valuable insight, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one coming to us off of Facebook from Andy. Who is your celebrity crush? And would your wife give you a free pass if your celebrity crush wanted you?
You know, second part of the question, no. Because who would actually do that?
Yeah.
I mean, you give somebody a hall pass because they're unattainable. Like,
yes.
For my wife, you know, she gets a hall pass for Chris Pratt. Unless Chris Pratt is in town and drunk at a bar, in which case, no.
No.
I take
no.
that hall pass back.
Yes.
It's not no longer acceptable. But I always had a thing for Jessica Alba.
Really?
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's not really my traditional type. But Jessica Alba, just something about her, man.
That would be the one?
It used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
about
now?
What about Carrie Russell?
Oh, Carrie Russell used to, oh God.
I mean, even now on the American, she is gorgeous.
Still stunning. But back when she was on this show called Malibu Shores, it was like a really cheesy, like almost 90210 spinoff.
Yeah.
I think it was an Aaron Spelling show.
Mm-hmm.
God, I was so enamored with her when I was like 16 years old. I'm so pathetic. So this is before television had DVR, so you couldn't pause TV.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, they would have the credits that would scroll.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching episodes, and every day I would get a little piece of the address that they had at the end of it. Uh-huh. And I'd write it down as quickly as possible before it scrolled through because it was a part of the credits.
Yeah.
To try to write her a piece of fan mail. And I never ended up doing it, but
oh no,
that'd be a little creepy, though. You know,
little,
like,
little
don't
weird.
Don't you think like the fan like, mail?
It can't be a real address, right? It's not like it actually get to
no.
Carrie. So
yeah, I don't think
yeah,
so.
I used to have a thing for Carrie Russell.
She's still really pretty. Yeah.
This one is an interesting one. Texted to us at 73100. When is the last time that you puked somewhere other than a bathroom?
Do you remember?
Not.
I don't know if I've ever seen you throw up in the all the years that we've known each other.
I'm not a puker, so even when I drink too much, I don't throw up from it. Even you know, with like getting sick, very rarely am I like throwing up sick.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I do distinctly remember one time though, it was my freshman year of college, and you know, pretty sheltered growing up. Didn't do a lot of partying, a lot of drinking, mm-hmm. anything beyond that. But in my freshman year of college, there were some guys that were in this dorm room, and everyone was smoking weed. And I was like, yeah, I smoke weed all the time, man. Of course I do. From the streets. Minnesota. And they were like, okay, here you go. And so I hit this poorly rolled joint.
Yeah.
And I just remember sitting there after I'd hit this, and I just remember thinking, I don't feel good. And then when my friend looks over, he goes, hey, man, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's like, you look green. I'm like, I don't look green. And I stood up, and it was in a dorm room, so it had like the little sink and the vanity. Yeah. And I looked in the mirror, and I was like, oh my God, I actually look green. And that's when I realized it was coming up. And it was, luckily it was on the ground floor, but I remember running outside just right around the corner and just,
oh my God.
I think that was my first time smoking weed.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was, and not a great experience. Ever since then. Don't really like smoking weed.
Yeah, I can see why. Yeah. Edibles are great now. This one coming to us from Mike Jackson on Facebook. Do you think the radio show would make it if you were to leave and go on to another adventure? Could you make it work if Mahoney left?
Man, I don't even know if I would want to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it would be so different. You know, I mean, the Dave Mahoney Morning Show has become this thing that we do, and there's... It would take a lot of work, right? Mm-hmm. So
much work we're not willing to put in.
Do I think that you know, I could put together another radio show if Mahoney got run over by a bus and Sylvia died in a skydiving accident? Yeah, I mean, sure, I could, but would I want to?
Yep.
No, absolutely not.
You'd honor our memory.
No, really, like if they came to me tomorrow and they said, hey, we want to take your show and we want to put it in New York City, but we don't really like Mahoney, but we're going to give you a fat budget to put together another show, I would just say no. I would rather stay here and do this show as it is.
They've tried to do that to us over the years, times,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just, the thing is, I think the thing about our show that I like the most, that I enjoy coming to work every single day, is that... We're not the funniest. We're certainly not the best looking. We're not the smartest or the most creative. But I think what we have is that we are genuinely friends, and we have a chemistry that you just cannot create unless two people are friends. Or, you know, that I think that's what we have going over any other show across the entire country. Most shows hate each other.
They really
there
do.
Are guys, yeah. You know, I mean, in our company, in other companies, who have worked together for 25 years, and they just absolutely hate each other. They can't stand each other. Like big shows out of LA, like Mark and Brian, those guys ended their show and they never talk to each other ever again.
Right. Isn't that something?
That's crazy. I feel like if we were to end our show, you know, for whatever reason, you know, we would still be friends afterwards.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
You know, and like, it may sound dumb, you know, his wife and my girlfriend are really good friends. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we have a bond and a friendship and a chemistry that exists outside of radio, because we see each other literally almost 7 days a week at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Yeah. I'm sorry about that. You can't get rid of me. I am the friendship version of herpes.
Well, you can take Valtrex, but I'm coming back, bitch.
Oh, here's one. Dave, how pissed would you be if your wife told you that she was pregnant with twins? I wouldn't be pissed at all. So for those of you that don't know what happened, you know, the last year that my wife and I, we were pregnant, and then she lost, had a miscarriage, and... Like that was some pretty heavy stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, we still have our beautiful young daughter who just turned 2 years old, and we're so grateful for that. But if my wife came to me and said, hey, I'm pregnant and it's with twins, I know it would be an enormous pain in the ass. Because one kid by themselves is one thing, but, you know, having a two-year-old is a lot. Even when there's two of us to wrangle her, having two babies on top of that are, before too long, also going to be two little monster two-year-olds who run around and tear everything out of everything. It would be a whole lot of work. So when I see families that have twins and triplets and things like that, I'm just like, I can't even imagine.
Do you have to pay more at the hospital if you have twins? Or does that count as one?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I know I hear a lot.
I'm sure that they charge you more.
Do they? Is it double? That'd be horrible. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Is like, they charge you twice as much?
Or do we get like an extra baby discount?
Yeah, you're like birth one, get the second one half off or something.
Something like that. I mean, because that's the thing. I hear a lot of women who are out there who talk. You know, my girlfriend and I have talked about this. She would love to have two kids at once because then you only have to get back into shape
one time. Yeah, just knock it all out.
And if you could get, like I said, the discount, man, you should look into that.
All right, Ian, we'll have you close it out here in just a second, but this one just came in. Dave, would you rather work in a city of your dreams doing a show without Mahoney and the crew or in just an okay city with Mahoney and Sylvia and Ian? Just to reiterate what I said before, definitely. I mean, I would rather us work together in Sheboygan. I'm not even kidding about that. Than be in this amazing city with a bunch of people that I don't like. Well, because I've worked with people that I didn't like before that were just real pains in the ass.
Working with people you don't like sucks.
And that just takes the life out of you, man. Mm-hmm. It makes it seem like time just drags. And I mean, we're locked in a room for 4 hours together every day. That's a long time. You have to have a chemistry and you have to like each other. And, you know, I mean, there's... You know, having like a big budget and doing this great show, but hating the people you work with is not worth it.
We're doing a great show right now, and the best part is we're doing it from the city we want to do it from. So that's the thing.
I kid you not. Like, if they came to us and they said, any opportunity that you want radio, what would it be? You know, some people are really like the idea of being in New York or LA or Chicago, one of the big three, is the most attractive thing.
We've had those opportunities.
I would rather us have a syndicated show out of Las Vegas and be able to do the show out of this city and push out to other cities. Mm-hmm. And that would be the goal for the show if there was one. I mean, we're never going to achieve it because we're not underachievers.
We don't work that hard.
It takes a lot of work.
And plus, we want to fly under the radar.
Right.
You know?
If there's low expectations for us, if they're paying you a whole bunch of money,
that's why we got screwed out in Houston. We went down there, and all of a sudden, we're the highest paid people in the building.
Yeah, and then they're like, hey, wait a minute, you guys suck. And we're like, we're not used to this.
No, we're used to being like flying under that radar, man.
Like, hey, we're only paying those guys $11,000 a year, and they're in 15th place. That's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
All
right. It's a good ROI.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Ian. Final one.
Okay,
what do you got?
Final question. This is from me, actually.
Okay.
Are you and Mahoney going to make out or what?
What kind of crap is that, man?
Oh,
of
man.
Course
play,
we are.
Play
we,
the sexy music.
We do that at the end of every show.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I got tender lips, man.
Yeah, how do you think we preserve this bond, man?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So we were sitting here rounding out the hot seat, talking about how much we enjoy working together at this great radio station. And what happens as soon as we round it out? Bossy Rossi bursts into the studio and starts mocking us. What is your problem, man?
We want to work together. Yeah, we would rather do this. You're such a liar. If I offered you a $20,000 bonus right now, you'd kick Mahoney in the gravel ditch out back.
I mean, $20,000.
Never do a show with him ever
again.
That's
a lot of money.
$20,000 more in your pocket.
That's a good one.
That's a lot of keno playing right there.
Yeah.
We've had opportunities in big markets. You have one guy casually mentioned one time that you'd be a good fit on his classic rock station in Chicago. And you know what happened? They flipped that station. It's no longer around.
You don't know.
We want to save that station.
You don't know what sort of opportunities we've been given.
We had all sorts of opportunities. Like, man, when we got fired in Houston, we had 5 different cities within the first day that called us and offered us jobs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oshkosh.
Uh-huh.
Tulsa.
I love Tulsa. Great barbecue.
Tucson.
Who doesn't love Tucson? Nice and sunny.
Could have gone to Seattle. Could have gone to Tampa. Uh-huh. Could have gone to Chicago.
Topeka.
No, Topeka, Kansas.
We said
very
we're
nice.
Gonna go
low
back.
Taxes.
We said we're gonna go back to Las Vegas, even though there's a horse and son of a bitch running that radio station named Ross Mahoney, who's been jocking off the Mahoney coattails ever since we left.
I turned this sumbitch around.
He jocked right off those coattails.
I just want you to listen to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Monster.
Crap!
I just want you to listen to me. And turn my mic up. I'm tired of you guys drowning me out.
You're not f***ing listening to me.
Were you able to hear that, Bossy Rossi?
He wasn't.
All right. I'll play it for you one more time. This is a mix of the guy slamming his head against the window and Bossy Rossi, and they, I'm pretty sure, are twins that were separated at birth.
Monster.
Crap! I just want you to listen to me. And turn my mic up. I'm tired of you guys drowning me out.
You're not f***ing listening to me.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Where were you on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
I was floating between Austin and Chicago.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Monster. Crap! I just want you to listen to me! And turn my mic up! I'm tired of you guys drowning me out!
You're not listening to me!
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, morning, guys. Just wanted to give Mahoney a reminder that your basketball dunk challenge is coming up soon. So I hope you've been practicing. Don't forget.
Message deleted.
Oh, yes. What is the date of that, Ian?
We have that set for June 14th.
June 14th.
June 14th.
Yeah, plenty of time. I'm dunking on suckers all day long, every day.
You're not dunking on anyone.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, that sounds good.
We are less than 3 months away. That is a Thursday that we have that set. So, yep.
I'm going to go train with the WNBA team, man.
The Aces?
Me and the Aces.
Yeah, that's cool.
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 Yeah, show me how.
It's not going to help.
You don't think so?
Nope.
I could do it.
Even in the WNBA, they don't really dunk a lot.
Sure they do.
No, they do.
You don't watch enough WNBA.
You do.
$1,000 on the line.
Neither do you.
I watch it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Name three teams in the WNBA.
Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah.
That team in LA. Yep. And the New York Liberty.
No. You just made that up.
That is a team.
It's not.
There's a team in New York. I know
one in LA, Sparks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
All that matters, Dave, is the Las Vegas Aces.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's Sunday. Monster Trucks. Grave Digger. Man Stuff.
Brought to you by Vagisil.
Sunday.
Message deleted.
I don't actually think they're an official sponsor of Monster Jam.
Vagisil? Is Vagisil still a thing?
I mean,
What is that for?
What is it for?
I don't know.
I mean, I want to get graphic.
Lady stuff?
It's for lady stuff.
It's for lady stuff. But
it's for lady stuff.
Is it for, like, yeasty lady stuff?
I think it's for yeasty lady stuff, yeah.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I like how we get so uncomfortable talking about that. I feel like, am I blushing right now?
You are. You're really, you're as red as your shirt.
Just know you can't make beer without yeast.
That's right.
Not that kind of yeast.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
All right, first up today in the Redneck Report, and this is just a series of bad choices. A man in Orlando was running from the cops on Sunday after trying to steal a car, and he happened to run past an unlocked bicycle.
Did he jump on it to flee away from the police?
No. Instead of using the bike to get away, he picked up the bike and threw it at the cops. He missed.
Throwing a bike's pretty hard.
He then attempted to hide in a lake.
How'd that go?
Well, not well. Police helicopter spotted him, and he was handcuffed, and the officers walked into the water and were bringing him out of the water. And then the man attempted to break free and jump into the lake again, and did for a moment. The police were quickly able to obtain him a second time before he drowned. Man.
Oh, he actually drowned?
No.
Before he drowned.
They got him out before he drowned. Yeah.
I just feel like he should have, rode that bike. He would have gone, a longer distance.
Anything but hiding in a lake and throwing a bike.
I just feel like that stalls everything. Yeah.
So, an elderly woman on a Rascal was being a Rascal. A woman who appeared to be in her 70s or 80s was seen driving her Rascal onto a dangerous Memphis highway Friday evening at about 7 p.m. A woman filmed the 70-year-old. And put the video on Facebook asking viewers to call 911 to report the woman. The video ended with Memphis police officer working to assist the woman off the scooter, but she refused to comply, saying, "No, I want to stay on my Rascal." Witnesses say she is okay.
Do we know where she was going?
No idea.
No.
It was bingo night, man. She had places to be.
Gotta get there.
It's the coverall. $500 coverall.
A 29-year-old man by the name of Greg Usgood was charged with exposure of his organs and disorderly conduct, according to deputies. Just changed his name in the story to Usgood.
Usgood.
It did. It really did.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. All right. So Usgood approached a female shopper in the parking lot with his junk in his hand and started going to town while watching her.
Geez.
He was arrested a short distance away from the Walmart in the same car that was spotted in the parking lot.
What'd they charge him with?
They charged him with disorderly conduct and exposure of his junk.
I figured it was going to be carjacking. No?
No.
Plead to a lesser charge. Sure. Why not?
Greg's like, ooh, it's good.
Who's what?
Who's what? Question mark?
All right.
So Sheboygan police are seeking a serial toilet clogger.
Oh.
Bossy Rossi. Was mysteriously out of town this weekend. According to the Sheboygan Police Department, over the past year and a half, someone has been clogging the women's toilets at the community center with a 20-ounce soda bottle. So not even by crapping it up. They've been intentionally doing it. And police say that the toilet bandit is putting the bottle into the toilet pipes, and it's led to thousands of dollars in repair and labor costs and the unavailability of the women's restroom.
How far are you shoving a plastic water bottle down a toilet? And why can't you pull it out? I would think that would be a pretty easy thing to unclog, right?
The toilet was clogged 12 times in 2016, 14 times in 2017, and 3 times already so far this year.
What are you doing, Sheboygan police? You got to set up a sting, man.
Well, how do you do that, though?
Yeah.
See somebody if you're carrying a water bottle or a 20-ounce.
Well, what if this is a bunch of women carrying purses?
No,
and
you
stuff
kick it in
there.
And you start tasing people, man.
Randomly.
You can't be clogging these toilets at the Sheboygan Community Center. That will not fly here.
This one is spectacular. A man got upset with his roommate because he found him drinking his milk out of his special cup.
Oh, you don't drink out of another man's special cup.
Now, do any of you have a special cup? Like your favorite cup?
I used to.
I did too.
Mostly when you have roommates.
When you have roommates, you have a special cup. Ian, you said that you used to have a special cup?
Yeah. Oh, I miss my special cup. I broke it. But yes.
What did it look like?
It had a naked lady on it who was carrying an umbrella, even though it wasn't raining.
Okay.
Was it like those pinup ones?
No, it was like a one from the 70s.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I got it in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, actually.
So you'll probably appreciate this story. Stephen McGuffey, 60 years old, was jailed on a felony aggravated battery charge after the incident took place. Police responded to a disturbance call and found McGuffey with a large wooden stick in an aggressive stance. The All roommate right. claimed that he was mad because he was drinking his milk out of his special cup.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Both men seemed intoxicated, according to police, and were told to leave each other alone. Police had to come back 2 more times that night after McGuffey allegedly struck the roommate with a stick and called him, quote, a vulgar name for female genitalia.
Oh.
That was in the police report. He was arrested and taken to jail.
I'm just shocked that they did not take the big stick on the first trip out to this milk incident.
They're like, let's just let old McGuffey keep his stick and see what happens.
Can't trust them, man.
And finally, a 62-year-old woman named Dolores in Florida broke into a car on a dealership's lot on Saturday because she said she just wanted to take a nap.
Okay. She wanted to take a nap.
Yeah. And then she said, you know what? This is a new car that doesn't belong to me, but I'm going to have a cigarette in this car.
Ah.
Okay.
She finished her cigarette and then put it out on the driver's seat and wound up setting the car on fire.
Okay.
To make matters even worse, she managed to lock herself into the car so she could not escape when the vehicle caught on fire. And so her way of exiting the vehicle was to kick out the windshield of the vehicle. Police arrested her for burglary and felony criminal mischief. And that is today's Redneck Report, y'all.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Carjacking, car napping. I mean, it's quite the Redneck Report today.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.